We have Mike Brennan with us right now, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, I thank you for being with us. You know, we have you on talking very often about the headlines at mitechnews.com. And there's one headline this week that I want you to focus on because it's about an old friend of ours, Richard Steenan. And it's under the headline of a very important job change in his life. Richard Steenan is now, you have a press release there that you relate to, the chief strategy officer at Blanco Technology Group. Tell us a little bit more about the company that he's moving to.
Well, I wasn't that familiar with it myself, so I did a little bit of homework. And what it boils down to is they're a very unique kind of company so that when you want to turn your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet in or whatever mobile device in, what they do is they essentially destroy all the data on it so nobody else can harvest all your personal information.
Right.
So it's a real niche kind of company, but it's they're selling 1 billion smartphones a year around the world, so I think there might be a market for that, right?
I tell you, what's fascinating as I began, as you said, to dig through it was to find out that their specialty is destroying data, not keeping it. And there's a great logic to that, you know, that part of the problem is that people will keep data around, companies will keep data around for a long time, but won't bother to get rid of it properly. And Richard now is part of that company. And so we wanted to congratulate Richard Steenan, our old friend and frequent guest here talking about security. Hopefully we'll be able to continue that in the future. He is going to be now with Blanco Technology Group, and congratulations to him. You know, one of the other things you do with MI Tech News is not just talk about the technology news and entrepreneurial news that are going on in the state, but you also put some of the analysis in there. And there was rather an interesting piece of analysis in there about Michigan's economy being at a crossroads.
Yeah, we've really put a lot of money over the last 10, 15 years into innovation, into life sciences, into all sorts of technology companies. But that money's pretty much dried up. The current legislature is just not interested in, quote, what they call corporate welfare, unquote. Very bad strategy.
Same thing with the movie industry.
Because, yeah, I mean, I just want to go up there and, you know, say, hey. You know, so, but anyway, because I'm a big supporter of, you know, building technology here in Michigan, so we keep people in Michigan. All those really smart kids that are coming out of Michigan State and Michigan and all these other schools, they're just, if you don't give them the opportunity, they go to Chicago, they go to LA, they go someplace else.
Someplace else, period.
And so, we need that money to build these companies to keep these people in the state.
Well, yeah, Sharma, and so that money just comes from us, right? It's just taxes. They got to raise taxes. Yeah, they just got to raise taxes in order to do all this.
As much money as you make, Gary, that's no big deal for you. You can fund a couple companies.
Well, that
right?
was kind of my point, was that do we all, and I was thinking of all of us, do we all want to pay a little more taxes to do this? And maybe we do. But
I think it also has to do with the allocation of the money as well. And that, of course, is an ongoing debate. The nice thing, by the way, folks, about MI Tech News is that you get to kind of take a peek into that, because I know you with, is it Gowinger News Services that you also tap into?
Gonward,
yeah. Pardon me. And so there's a lot of political analysis that you can lead people to. It's kind of a neat news service, folks. It's, you know, and of course, not necessarily all news headlines that you see everywhere else on the internet. Some very specific ones about Michigan and about entrepreneurship here. And it's all free. Comes to you simply by going to mitechnews.com and putting in your email address and your name, and you're on your way. Mike Brennan, thanks again for being with us. And we'll look forward to continuing with you on the Internet Advisor, and also look forward to catching up with you and Matt Rausch on the M Squared TechCast that's coming to the Podcast Detroit Network on Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us,
Mike.
Thanks,
Vassar. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Mr. Mike Brennan.